I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The 32nd Annual Banned Books Week will be marked across the country from September 22nd through 28th, celebrating the freedom to read. As part of that, on Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m., the Newport Public Library will host a presentation entitled To Cut or Not to Cut, Censorship in Literature. The presenter will be Pancho Savory, Reed College professor, who's also been involved for over a decade in the Oregon Humanities Program called Humanity in Perspective. He joins us at KLCC by phone. Thanks for taking the time today, Pancho.
My pleasure.
Censorship is a difficult term to define. Where does editing end and censorship begin?
Well, in my experience, usually when people want to censor something, it's because they are bothered by or afraid of the content. And the attempt to censor various pieces of literature goes way back to Plato. Plato wanted to censor Homer because in Homer, the gods do some untoward things, and Plato felt that it would be a bad idea for children to read Homer and see the gods having sexual relationships with multiple people. So it's a long story.
How does that play out in 2013?
Well, in 2013, there continue to be various attempts to ban various pieces of literature. One of the most famous and continuing examples is the attempt by various school boards to ban Huck Finn because it uses the word nigger more than 200 times. And there was recently the attempt after the Boston bombing to ban the Rolling Stone issue that had one of the bombers on the cover. So it is always a continuing issue. Another relatively recent issue is some people wanted to ban the novel The Turner Diaries by Andrew McDonald because that book, among other things, talks about building bombs, and it happened to be the book that was found on the front seat of Timothy McVeigh's truck when he bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City.
How does what gets censored reflect our current societal fears and our generally shifting comfort zones?
Well, I think that that comfort zone is a good thing. I mean, another recent example I just read last week that a school district in Arizona is trying to ban Christina Garcia's novel Dreaming in Cuban because it has a somewhat explicit sex scene. But even more significant, in Arizona, they have attempted to ban all kinds of books written by Latino writers because they think that the books have a, quote, anti-American agenda, unquote.
Sometimes these censorship attempts backfire because they draw more attention and interest to the works than if they'd simply been ignored. There's nothing better than controversy for an author.
That's absolutely true. If any time you tell somebody they can't do something, that makes them want to do it even more. And so when you ban a book, you are actually giving it all kinds of free publicity.
Talk about the form of this Sunday's event and what the discussion is there that you'll lead.
So this is part of the Conversation Project, which is organized by Oregon Humanities, and I try to engage the community in a conversation about an important issue. So in this case, the issue is censorship, and I'm essentially asking the question, is it ever okay to censor a piece of literature? It's not, I'm not giving a lecture. I'm trying to involve the community in a conversation about an important topic. The ultimate point for me is that this is about democracy. And democracy functions at its best when people are actively involved and participate in the process.
Pancho Savory, who will present To Cut or Not to Cut, Censorship in Literature as part of Banned Books Week at the Newport Library in Newport on Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. The program is free. More information on the event at newportlibrary.org and more on Banned Books Week at bannedbooksweek.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.